Hey y'all, we'll just wait a couple minutes, get allow people to get from their last meeting most likely. So we'll start soon. Quick question. Since I have you, Yael, and Robert, do you know whose turn it is for note taking by any chance?
I do not.
I don't either. And I'm also only on one screen, so it would be problematic. I could, if nobody else can, though, figure it out.
I'm happy to take notes, 'cause I know I volunteered, but I haven't really, it's been a while since I've been participating much in the group because of August, some stuff was coming up, and then September the group wasn't meeting. So I'm happy to do it today.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you
Hey, thank
so
you.
much. Yeah. And I've just been putting down the people who are coming in the call. So you don't have to do that, Ryan, hopefully.
Thank you. Yeah, I see that's been growing in the
Yeah. So, Christy, I totally forgot to ask, did you want to lead this one, or I can lead this one?
I think that it would be great if you could, since you did the hard work on the jumping off page that we're discussing today.
Alrighty. Well,
But I can do it if you don't
yeah,
want to.
I'm good. All right, I'm just gonna put in links to the meeting agenda, and I'll share my screen shortly. All right, just wanted to get that. Well, it looks like we have kind of, I guess everyone we're gonna get, hopefully. All right. Share. So hopefully you can all see my screen. Let me update this. Can you see the meeting notes?
Yes, we can.
All righty. So I hope everyone is doing well post WolfCon. Hopefully you all enjoyed it. Do you have any feedback, or did you learn anything, whether you went virtually or in person? I know and learned anything. Okay. I can't. Well, there you go. I don't have any announcements other than asking if people enjoyed WolfCon. Does anyone else have any announcements that they'd like to share with the group? Yeah, I did just saw your chat, Whitney, the plugins from Library of Congress. Yes, cool, nifty. Can I have those yesterday? Yeah, just really, really interesting. I think they're gonna work on making kind of taking out LOC, specific data, and getting, something that the community can use. So very exciting. If you haven't seen that, I believe the recordings are either up or they're going up now. So you'll be able, and it's the YouTube OLF channel where you can find them, as well as all going all the way back to, gosh, oh yeah, they're up. Cool. Going back maybe 6 years, if you can believe it. Yeah. All righty. So we are gonna go on to our main discussion, which yes, Christy, I and Ryan have been working to come up with a kind of draft process for you. We've had several meetings about that, with questions like, well, how do you create a bug, or how do we balance, new topics with our list of stuff that needs review, and what happens if I have an idea, where do I put it? So many questions. I think one of the things that really I got out of the discussions, in between Christy, Ryan, and myself, as well as with the SIG, it is that people want to participate. Sometimes it's difficult to know where to start that conversation. So what we have here is a draft, and we really want the SIG's input because this is a SIG document, and we want to make sure that it makes sense to everyone here, because this is our, one way in which to participate in Folio and data import as a community. So the main question, well, I'm going to show off this page first, participation and development guide. Too many words for me today. And then I'm going to ask the question of how do we balance new ideas versus list of JIRA issues that need review. And I'll explain more about that, what I mean by that question, going forward. So let's first take a look at the participation and development guide, which is a draft. So, hopefully with discussions, not just right now, but going forward, we can, improve this and always make it better. It is live on our wiki space. And I put the link to it in our notes. So the idea for this page really came about from our last discussion of, how do we get engaged in the development process for data import? And we know that there are several pathways, right? People have new ideas that aren't in JIRA, that maybe no one has considered yet. What do we do with those? How do we make sure that they come to the SIG meeting, that we present it to the SIG and the community? What happens to the bugs that have, well, bugs and epics and other things that are in JIRA that need review? What about a status of an issue? How do I check on that? What does it mean to look at, I guess, a JIRA issue, which, JIRA is a bit of a learning curve. And I really like this. This is straight from Christy. If you are asking these questions, we have a process for that. So I thought that was funny. I just had to keep that language in there. So really, this page is kind of the central landing page to look at those different pathways. One, like, do you have a bug to report? File a bug. And you'll notice that this goes off to that page, which we're going to be looking at each one of these pages, by the way. We just wanted to kind of do this first one first, and then dig into each one and really spend time on, do we have everything we need in terms of information? And, does it make sense? Our other pathway is new ideas, which will go to another filing, a new topic. And then, oh, I want to check the status of an issue. So the idea here was capturing kind of those three main themes of, how we interact with kind of ideas for development. But we also wanted to talk about the process, which I'll get back later. You'll notice that this is just some ideas and notes that I wrote down, because that is the main question for today. But also in this, we put in a list of dashboards that support our work. And by this, we wanted to capture, like, filing a bug, is it already in the list of dashboards that we have? So here we explain each one. We get, have a link off to it. We also explain the filter of it, and with a brief description. So you'll notice some of these have, date back a couple of years. I did do a new dashboard for list of issues in Jira that need review and also to be scheduled. All that means are these haven't been added to any sprint or release schedule. These are mostly draft. Ryan is still, getting stuff together for these. So this might be something, these are issues that will be coming up much later in SIG discussions because they're not exactly fleshed out yet. Then we have our list of issues in Jira that need review. These have the label of data import SIG needs review, our new label. There are about 40 of these right now. And these are issues that need to be discussed at a SIG meeting. And this label will remain until the SIG decides that, we've kind of discussed the issue until we can discuss no more, and it's been reviewed. We're okay to send it off on its way. Then we have the list of those that have been reviewed, and of course, using this nifty, SIG reviewed label, and these have been officially reviewed by the SIG in a meeting, and has our notes in those Jira issues and all that. We also have view all issues if you're interested in this. So here's the filter. It's basically trying to capture anything that's in progress or not closed or canceled. And it displays votes, summary, description. It is a rather long list, but you too can go through that and read away on everything that we have in Jira for development. And there's also the Folio roadmap. So this is the official one that was created by the Product Council for their work with the Folio roadmap. And this follows the structure of other Folio roadmap dashboards that was created by this group. And you'll notice, and we'll get to it later, we also have some work going on, roadmap, but also turning kind of the Jira kind of language that's used into more like, normal language and maybe themes for a higher level roadmap. So we'll be seeing that as well, which is this part here, which we're working on. We have our community priorities, the high level roadmap. So these two actually might combine. Because we really don't need to, but the important thing here is that the high-level roadmap will be less about Jira issues and like specific like development language and more rather like umbrella leaf is the theme is enhancing logs, so which is much easier to remember than mod unitemp 1059 and so many others. And then I did put just here a release notes and documentation. So the roadmap looks forward. This looks backward. And this is where we also have links to documentation specific to certain functionality that's released for a flower in that case. So this is our main page. First time I'm just going to stop to get your reactions. And then this is what we really want to tackle here in this meeting, with the question of how do we balance the discussion of new ideas versus JIRA issues that need to be reviewed, versus the discussion on MVT and roadmap. Because there's not just one pathway. We have many pathways of engaging in the development process, and we really want to be respectful of everyone in the community, so that we're getting to everyone's topic in an equitable manner. So let me stop there and get some feedback.
I think this looks awesome. I've only been able to like half listen to everything you've said in the last 10 minutes since I arrived late, but I think this is great.
I would maybe say that if we wanted one potential way, and I haven't reviewed the had a chance to look at this document yet, but to balance out those needs would maybe be to structure the like the meeting templates so that these are standing agenda items. And of course, you can adjust them for individual meetings, but I think just having like a set agenda item be like review existing list of items and review new items or new business or something like that. Just being like on every agenda might be helpful as a strategy.
And that's a really great idea. So here's a follow-up question to that. Would there be topics such as, determining the MVP and maybe the roadmap? Would that be something people would see like every meeting, or would that be something maybe like the roadmap? Would that be like a yearly thing, maybe, or twice a year?
I think it depends on how often the flowers come out and how often we really need to look at the roadmap of what's being developed.
Yeah, it feels a little hard to say because sometimes some releases have more things related to data import than others. I don't know.
No, that's a good point. But I think what I'm hearing, at least from the comments so far, is maybe when there are releases, to perhaps spend more time on maybe the roadmap and the MVP, for example. For well, we've already passed Sunflower, but for Trillium, once we're going through Bugfest, maybe some specific UATs. At that point, we can say, okay, here are the release notes for Trillium. How does this affect our, did we accomplish our theme for the roadmap? Is that what people were kind of thinking of? I'm seeing tons of thumbs up. So it looks from what I'm hearing, I do like the idea of a structured meeting, where we have the usual announcements, maybe updates. Then, you could have a Jira needs review and then a new idea. And then when it's time for the releases, then we could focus more on the MVP and roadmap ideas.
That sounds good.
I'm sorry, Whitney, you're really faint. Did you say,
Oh,
what
I'm
did you say?
sorry. Can you hear me now? Can
Oh,
you
it's
hear
a little
me?
better. Yeah.
I just said that I think that that sounds good, that was a good plan.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. All right. You're all very quiet today. Well, all right. So I guess, does this answer the question of how we balance all of these things?
I think for now, yes.
So here's another question, I'm going to put in here. So we do have a list, of, the new topics. That's the our implementers, kind of that awful spreadsheet. And then we have the dashboard for all the Jiras that need review. So which ones do we pick first? Is it just the one that's at the top of the list, or the one that's been there the longest?
I'd say the one that's been there the longest because I've been in groups where things keep coming in new and we never actually get to the bottom stuff. But also, if somebody feels especially they want to promote something, maybe they could put it on the agenda as to like jump the list.
So, and here's another question. So a lot of things do come in Slack. Oh, Robert, yeah, go ahead before I ask that question.
Oh, that's okay. I was just going to say we could, if it feels like it's useful, come up with a way to prioritize the Jiras, but I don't know. It's a thought anyway. And then the other thing I was thinking about this whole thing was, I think new versus Jira issues is going to be sort of, it's going to change over time. You know what I mean? Like, if we've got a lot of Jiras that are causing problems, we're going to want to focus more on those and then, focus on new things when we have the time. So I don't know that that was all that helpful. Just kind of thinking out loud here.
No, that was helpful, Christy.
I think that was helpful too. And there are multiple types of Jiras. So there are bugs, and then there are feature requests. There are all kinds of things that end up in Jira. So, figuring out like how we make sure things get surfaced. As things that need to be addressed and sort of cut through all of the noise. I think it'll be a while before we can figure out a good system that feels like we're getting to things in the right time and in the right order. So we should be patient with ourselves and just try it and see what works. We can also have a way for people to like request that something that is on the list and, you know, make a case for, you know, bumping it up. At least while we have a pretty dense list of things that need to be discussed and addressed.
And that's a great point about, requesting. And I see your hand, Kate. I'll get to you in just a minute. Because we have been trying to put the agendas up at least, a couple weeks beforehand. So definitely, I think, even having an asynchronous conversation saying, oh, we've put, this new topic on and this JIRA needs review on, and people could say, oh, hey, wait, as a community, we want to bump this rather than discuss what's on the agenda scheduled as well. Katie.
I was just going to go back to what Robert was saying. I kind of agree that if there's a way to prioritize the request, I don't know. You guys have a lot more experience in the Folio community, whether we can rely upon votes in order to prioritize things. I think I'm kind of in general agreement that bugs are a higher priority than new enhancements. I'm kind of thinking, you know, don't introduce anything new unless what you already have is fixed. unless, of course, I mean, there's some exceptions. And I really agree with what Christy said about, you know, people, if there is some kind of enhancement or bug that should be given a higher priority, that members should create a use case or, you know, make a case for bumping that up.
Thank you, Katie. Christy.
So this actually isn't what I was going to say, but I'm going to start off by agreeing with what Katie just said. I like the idea of maybe going through the bugs first, maybe just pulling out all of the data import related bugs and just, you know, queuing those up. The other thing I was going to say is, you know, having a balance of, you know, we have so many like things to address at a very, micro level that I want to make sure that we don't lose, you know, momentum on these macro infrastructure types of issues, because I feel like that's kind of what how we've gotten where we are is just like only focusing on the very small things rather than the big picture. So what does that mean like operationally? How can we move forward? In terms of thinking about agendas, you know, we have an hour. So if we just have a standard like distribution where we have, you know, one topic and then we have, you know, a specific time period set aside for, you know, bugs, JIRAs, other like topics that are coming up. Or features, like specific development types of issues, so that we don't necessarily have to identify like 2 weeks out, because we may have emerging issues, right? That just have to be addressed. So having this balance of how much time is devoted to scheduled discussion topics and how much time is devoted to you know, dealing with JIRAs or bugs or, you know, feature development.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point because really I think in my mind we're continually seeking a balance, because even with upgrades you can find like this one that was Ramsons in CSP 6, there was a duplication issue with splitting for some for some of us. That was something that needed to be brought up, for example. And I think those types of bugs will probably continue. But also keeping an eye on where we want to go. And I think right now we've never done that. So we don't really have like an MVP for data import. We haven't seen really our high level roadmap. And I think as we move forward, I think hopefully we'll find our way. It'll become easier, especially as all this documentation comes together, and we refine it and continue to refine it. So, any other comments? So you'll think this is funny. I thought this discussion would take much, much longer. So so what we can do, I don't know, I'll just I will put this in, I will change this up. And put in the draft, of what we've talked about today. But I'm wondering, do you want to take a look at the next page, or we can actually, I think we, or we can look at a Jira that needs review, or the topic list, or bugs in Jira.
Yeah, I know we have three topics on the topic list, and I know that there are some bugs in Jira. And Jeanette, I took the liberty of moving your topic from Slack and putting it on the topic list so it didn't get forgotten or lost. I hope that's okay.
Thank you.
And for so, oh, I know where I did. Sorry, I renamed it. This is what happens when you do these pages. So, any preference? So what do you think, Christy? Should we just look at there's a couple here, or
I think that we should either look at a Jira, go to DI needs review and see if any of those are bugs, or have a lot of votes, or see if there's something that seems like we can tackle, or take one of the topics. And then I think that we should ask people to look at the page that we're going to discuss next time before we come back so that we can have. Time for feedback to percolate before we discuss it at next week's meeting.
I think
But
that's
that's my personal preference.
great.
I don't have really strong feelings if there are other suggestions.
Yeah, I'm good with that. If next week we, and these are fairly short, look at filing a bug and a new topic. And so for next week, and we can post that as well. For our list of issues, so if I go by votes, this one has not been scheduled. But there's deleting old versions of records from SRS. Or does anyone have a favorite that they want to look on? And I can actually share the link to this dashboard so you can look also on your own. Oh, Ryan, quick question. Do you happen to know like the difference in the icons?
Sorry, I couldn't find the unmute button as usual. I believe the bulbs are features. And yeah, the bugs are pretty obvious. You get a little red tick looking bug there. And then those ones are just
Trap.
stories.
Oh, stories. Okay.
And then I forget what the little lightning bolt is. Oh, it's an epic. A doi.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. All righty.
Really
You can,
testing me on
okay.
my JIRA knowledge.
Yes, sir. Put you on the spot there.
Yeah, pop quiz.
All of a sudden I saw light bulbs. I'm like, well, what does that mean? I All right. I was like, well, it can't be not scheduled, but all right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway.
so those are all just for like ticket types.
Yeah. Okay.
Would it make sense for this review here to filter to just bugs and then see if there's anything in the bugs list that we should talk through?
Yeah, because we
I think if
did.
you oh yeah, there you go.
I sorted it by bugs. Yeah, so this. Oh, that's closed. Oh, these are blocked. Do you know any? Is it was so one? I just opened this one. I'm gonna take. So what I'm looking at is I'm going. So I'm using the bugs higher order, and then I'm looking at kind of like date, like how far they go back. So this is Ramson's, and I'm gonna go to the open one, which is marked modifications fails for updates. And let me just put this in the chat. So, all right. Robert, I guess you reported this. Do you have, not to put you on the spot, but
Yes.
do you remember anything about this that you can share with the group?
Yes, this, as best we could tell, I believe was fixed. This was something that did not work in previous flower versions of Folio, but was fixed at the beginning of Ramsons, or when we implemented Ramsons at least. And then stopped working again at some point.
I think you mean Quesnelia. Wasn't
Oh,
this working in?
Quesnelia. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
You're right.
not Ramson's.
Yes,
But
yes.
we didn't notice that it was broken until Ramson's.
Ramsons, right,
Yeah.
which that's right. Yes, thank you. I'm a little addled here.
No, and I
So
think it's broken differently in Ramson's than it was broken in Quesnelia.
I think so too, but I'm not 100% positive. So, yeah. So it does not delete a mark field if you update a SRS mark record. If you update an instance record, you can
Yeah.
delete data from the mark field.
I'm just wondering, I've got to go to look, I'm already going to our guide. Does anyone I Mark, Dieter, I think as of Quisnalia, maybe Ryan, I always have to go back to this. I think you couldn't do a modify action after an update of a Mark SRS record.
Yeah, so I'm glad you picked this one because I did recently discuss this with our dev lead, and so I think there's some thoughts to consider here. Is I think the reason that it's not working is because essentially it's like you're updating the same entity twice in the scope of a of one job, and that gets a little wonky to use a technical term, where you're making an update to the SRS and then you're also modify after making that update, you're also modifying it. And in that scenario, the system doesn't like that. So one
It
thing
doesn't
I was
seem
thinking,
to.
oh, sorry, go ahead, Robert.
No, it sure doesn't seem to.
Yeah, and I think that's like the root there is that you're making an update to a specific entity, and then later on, making another update to it, and it's just it gets a little, as I said, wonky. And one thing that I thought of while reviewing this was I wonder if this kind of lines up, the use case here kind of lines up with the concepts we discussed around updating mark updates for individual fields. Which the feature number is escaping me right now, but it is on our, it's something we've discussed in recent SIG meetings, and it's something I'm doing analysis on as a potential for Umbrella Leaf work, where we talked about enhancing the mark updates so that you can give specific kind of instructions of. I've working off of one screen right now. I can't find everything, but the idea of like telling it add this field, remove this field, overwrite this field, those kinds of things might cover this use case scenario here. So I was going to link this as at least a related story to that feature, to keep them in line. Christy, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that there might be some overlap, but it is a little bit different because so the update a single field is a situation where you have a MARC record and you have the data in the MARC record and it's coming in and you only want to move one field from the incoming MARC record to the folio MARC record, or you only want to overlay one field. This is kind of different because this is about, so this scenario, how we are using it right now, and this isn't the extent of how this works, is that we have holdings and item data in the 9XX fields that are coming in. And we use those to map to the holdings and item records on update or overlay. And then we want to delete them because that data, it's only there so that we can get it in the holdings record. It's like it's got the holdings location in it, or it's got a statistical code, or it's got some other information. It's got a barcode that we need to put in the barcode field of the item. And it doesn't need to stay in the MARC record afterwards. So we can't delete it. So MARC modifications work at the for create. If we create a new record And probably because it's an instance where it's always create instance, you can then like delete a field at the end, right? It works if you want to delete the field before the job, but then we can't use it to update the holdings because the data will already be gone. So it's a little bit different than
Sure.
that situation.
Yeah, and I think just to add a little more color, the as the original intent of the modify action was specifically just for being applied to incoming records, not existing records. And so that's why it works, as you noted. If you put it in the front, there's no problem. But of course, in your scenario, you need your 990s to create your holdings. But then once those are created, you don't need your 990s and you want to get rid of them. And so that's why I'm thinking, because you want this applied at the end of a job, it makes more sense to think of it as an update rather than a modify, because you're not mo no, you're no longer modifying the incoming record. You're now updating the record that's been created as part of the job. And so that's why my mind was linking it up with some of the concepts around the individual field update conversations.
Yeah, I think that that's fair. It makes me a little uncomfortable to have to do this work in two different ways. You're doing the same thing, but you need to use different profiles to do it. Like if you're creating a record or if you're updating an instance and then you're updating an SRS. And what happens if you update an instance and an SRS? How does that work? Because you can do that now, even if it's not working exactly as we expect it to. It's technically possible now, in Ramsons. So I also wanted to say that, going back to the beginning, this was always a use case. I don't think that it was an intentional from the subject matter experts that the way it got implemented was to only be applied at the beginning because like this is never not been a use case for us. So, and unfortunately, I think that we had a lot of thin thread stuff with the expectation that, okay, this is just for now. We're going to start with this and then we'll move to other things. And now it feels like we're in a situation just to provide some, context. It feels like we're in a situation where those like initial thin threads where we all said, yeah, this is okay for now, is now like, well, this is how it was intended to work. And that feels, I just want to make sure that we should, I guess we shouldn't get hung up on that. As long as we can like move forward, I just want to make sure that, it doesn't feel like we're asking for new functionality, like really late in the game, and it's out of scope.
Ryan.
Hi, I'm trying to follow this and take notes. So apologies if I'm maybe in. I haven't had a chance to like read through the full bug text. So I apologize if this is not exactly the topic, but I would note that we've had success circumventing what I think is the problem here by just having separate action profiles in that are linked to like one's sort of like a create action and one's a modify action to get rid of the 9xx. And then they're kind of part of the same job profile. But I feel like that's maybe not the issue, but just when Ryan Taylor was talking about, you know, this being a problem of the distinction between updating or and modifying data, that came to mind, and I just checked some of the profiles that we've developed in the last few months that seem to work and seem to, you know, meet this use case. But I might be not fully understanding all of the ins and outs.
I would like to see. So for us, it is working, and I've totally taken over the discussion. I am so sorry, Rob, but I think for us,
Quite all right.
it is working for creates, and it's working when we have it following an action to update the instance. It's not working when it follows an action to update the SRS.
You know, I think we had a similar problem where when we were in our implementation before going live. We had set up a lot of things to work with the SRS, and then our implementation team at EBSCO was like, you know, with Ramsums, I feel like we were discouraged from doing a lot of like certain things with the SRS at some point, but we found that, I can share my screen. I think that a lot of the things that are updating the ins, I forget all of the ins and outs because but I think some of our profiles that update the instance also update the SRS during data imports rather than updating like explicitly the mark SRS, like we found that that just wasn't working too. So I would kind of second that part, but then I feel like I can let me share my screen because I can it might actually be easier than me trying to just to show the profile. Yeah, Christy, go ahead.
No, I will hold off until after you finish.
Okay, let me, and sorry, my desktop is kind of messy. So we have like I know that like so different units are doing kind of similar things and we haven't really consolidated everything, but so we have like or I have let's see, like an update action for the holdings that's from a 9xx field and likewise for the item, and then like the delete 949, which is linked to a modify bibliographic. I think the holdings is, let's see, the at any rate, if I go to the job profile, like a job profile that uses this sort of thing, it's something like, let's see. Yeah, it's, I think it will, like this thing, which is, I think just updating the instance also updates the SRS. So, because we had originally, like me and my department had set all these up to be to like basically update the SRS and then that would trigger the instance updates. But I feel like we were instructed when things broke, when our test, our implementation clients before go live, we upgraded to Ramsums and like everything broke. And they told us at the time to just do like the instance updates, which seemed to kind of work for both the mark SRS. So I'm not sure if that's the problem, but I'll stop sharing and that's all I was saying.
No, thank you for doing that. So, I mean, I also I kind of feel like we're kind of getting into a chicken and the egg situation here as well, because and I'm happy to share our profile if that would help illustrate it, and if you're okay with that, Rob. But so
Sure
the
thing, yeah.
job, yeah. Here, let me actually share my screen. Whoops, sorry. I didn't mean to share my entire screen. It's a wide screen. I need to share just one window. Okay. Do you see our folio? Okay, great. So this is the job here, and well, I can show you the create. So the create here just has this SRS mod delete 990 here at the end. So this works fine. And this used to have at this point right here, a delete 990, but it won't work because we have this update here. It's the update SRS. So, I mean, just thinking about the barriers that you were talking about, Ryan. So, this is a profile. We have to use update SRS because we need to override our field protections, because this is a situation where we are sometimes getting new 856s and they're replacing outdated 856s. And we protect our 856s because when we're overlaying e-resources, we want our 856 and not necessarily the 856 or all of the 856s that are coming in from OCLC. But this is a situation where we want to override that and we want to bring in the new 856. And so we have to use an override SRS. So this is a job profile that, so it matches the SRS, then it matches the holdings, and then it updates the SRS and the instance. And that has to happen before update holdings, because Folio will not let you update the holdings and then update the instance, or update the item and then the holdings and then the instance. You have to start with the instance and then update the holdings. So if we like moved that delete field into this single update, then that 990 wouldn't be there when the update holdings happened. So the delete action has to come after this update holdings action. And then, even if we use this update again, that would still have the same problem where we're updating the SRS twice in one job. Because, I mean, so I feel like there are a bunch of other issues that, or decisions about how Folio data import works that make it behave this way. So it's, I mean, this is how we have to do this work. If we need a profile that needs to update the instance and override field protections and map nine mark data to the holdings and then delete that mark data after the fact. Right now, we're just not deleting it. We're just leaving it in the record. But it sounds like there's just not a solution to be able to do this.
One question, Christy, on the what you were showing, is that profile the same that Rob you were describing in the Jira ticket?
Yes, this one that's on
Okay.
the screen now.
Okay.
Or one
But
very
in your
similar.
scenario, you had the modify actions included, right?
Yes.
Okay. And to make sure I got that, I'm following this right, when you do have the modifies in, Is it just at the very end, or do you
Yes.
have it nested in under the match or non-matches?
I've tried it both ways, and
Okay.
neither of them work.
Okay.
But yeah, at the very end was the
Okay, so
first
this is an
thought.
example of got it.
Yeah.
And I think that when we tested it, we also tested putting it here, like under the action profile,
Correct.
and then repeating it here again. And Folio did not like that either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. This is good. I know we're at time, but my last comment on this, I guess, is that I bring up the technical limitations of how Modify was designed to work versus how it's used, just to give, I guess, more background of why it is behaving this way, not necessarily to say, well, we can't do that. I think you make a great case here, showing these use cases and describing why you need it. It's just a matter of figuring out how best we can implement that, whether it's through the modify action or through an update action or whatever the solution is, how we can support that going forward. So that has been helpful, and I will continue refining this with the team, and like I said, I'll link it up with the feature about updating individual fields for MARC records, as they I still think they could at least be tangentially related, if not go hand in hand, depending on the solution we're able to come up with here. And we'll go from there, and I'll keep you all posted.
Thank you so much, Ryan. I really appreciate your openness, and I did not mean to imply that you weren't open to like moving forward on this. So
Oh,
thank you.
of course. I didn't take it. I just wanted to make sure I was being clear that, yeah, absolutely open to figure it out. Just a matter of from a technical perspective, we might see it as an enhancement in that we are changing the way it was from what it was designed initially. That kind of perspective. But I absolutely understand how it is a common use case that we need to find a solution for. So yeah.
All
We will
right.
continue
Thank
chiseling away
you.
at this.
All right. So I did take some notes. Definitely Christine and Rob, take a look at the in the Jira issue, and I'll post updates on our Slack channel. And everyone have a good week.
Perfect. Thanks so
Bye.
much, everyone. Bye now.